He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's January the 16th, and it's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, Monday the market will be closed. Boy, we don't get many days off in this business. So you know what? I think I'll dust off the fishing poles, get out and do a little fishing on Monday. I'll report back on Tuesday. Here's today's report on the markets. We have the Dow right now down 46 points. Well, at least it's not a triple-digit day yet so far this year. I mean, within the last 3 days in a row, if I'm not mistaken, we had a triple-digit down day and then two triple-digit up days after that. So we're running out of the pills you take for seasickness. Dramamine. We're running out of Dramamine here at Gunderson Capital Management. But we do have our seatbelts fastened. The S&P 500 is down about 3 points right now, which is pretty calm action considering three triple-digit days in a row. The S&P is down 3. It's at 1,845. The NASDAQ is actually positive. How about that? Just a little bit. The NASDAQ's up 20 cents right now. The NASDAQ is at 4,215. The gold market is up a little, 1,243. There you go. There's your report for all you contrarian investors. Crude oil is at 94.01. The euro is at 1.36. And we have the 10-year yield, the all-important 10-year yield, something that holds the key to the markets this year, in my opinion. The 10-year yield's at 2.85%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, I'm going to have to change my introduction there this year. This is my 19th year. I'm beginning my 19th year this industry. I've seen some of the best of times, and I've seen some of the worst of times. I've seen when foreclosures hit record highs, and now today I see that foreclosures are the lowest in 6 years. I've seen when markets have plunged, when the NASDAQ went from 5,000 down to 1,200, a loss of 80%, just shy of 80%. I saw the S&P get whacked for 50% in 2008. I have battle scars all over me. You know, you never know what you're going to wake up to in the morning. And I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. I don't know. I feel sorry for people just coming into this industry or some young guy. No wonder they just go with asset allocation. You know, you're not going to lose too much. You're not going to make too much. You can have a pretty bad year even with asset allocation. But you know what? It's tough. It's tough slogging out there. And you have to be able to recognize some signs when the market's starting to give up the ghost, and you have to go in different directions from time to time, and you have to move around amongst the asset classes. And you know, even then, things go wrong. There's no question that things go wrong in the market, and that's why I never make any one position more than 3 to 4% of my overall portfolio. What can go wrong? Boy, I could write a book on what can go wrong. I've seen about everything. I've seen companies that were not honest in their accounting work. I've seen companies that were booking revenues that weren't really revenues. I've seen companies with fraudulent products. I've seen companies that got hit by short selling and bad mouthing of it. I've seen companies whose CEO was hauled off in handcuffs, you know, and it goes on and on. I've seen, I remember a fertilizer company where a worker was smoking at lunchtime, blew up the plant. Hey, you never know. There's all kinds of risks. The minute you buy a stock, there's risk. And for that reason, most people are scared away from the stock market. But there's really risk. You get in your car in the morning, there's risk. Probably even more risk than in buying a stock. Arriving at your destination safely. I'll be getting on an airplane today, later this afternoon. There's risk. There's risk in everything we do. But you know what? You just have to accept some risk, and you have to do your best to mitigate and manage risk by buckling in your seatbelt and obeying the laws and being bright and alert and attentive. That lowers your risk of getting into an accident. You never know about the other guy, however, that comes crashing through a red light. Just ask this California Angels pitcher who was killed a few years ago. But you can mitigate, you know, the risk as much as possible. And the way I mitigate risk in the market is I begin with good stocks. I had a guy tweet me yesterday about a crappy stock. I've known the stock. It's gone from 57 down to 3. It's a hype stock. And he's trading it. And I responded to him. I said, it's crap. I would go in a different direction. He took umbrage to that, but that's okay. Even good stocks get hit. Let me give an example. Stock in Provo, Utah, New Skin, NUS. Don't see I never talk about my losers here on the show, because I have losers. It's not a guaranteed ticket to success by buying companies that are undervalued and are doing great. New Skin has been flying high for the last 10 years and growing their business. And their business has grown such that China is now a big part of their business. Whether you're for multi-level marketing or not, I've never participated in multi-level marketing. I've never had a meeting at my house. I've never approached anybody and said, hey, you know, everybody on the planet should be taking this drug. But, you know, it is what it is, and I've known people that have been successful at multi-level marketing. I suppose it empowers an individual in a way. You're your own boss, and you're running your own little business. What's wrong with that? And you're bringing in other people. It's been around, I don't know, for how long. Herbalife was crushed a couple years ago. Herbalife's now one of the strongest stocks in the entire market. One of the biggest winners of 2014. I got on an elevator one time at a hotel, and there was an Herbalife convention. And before I got to the fifth floor, I had been invited to 7 meetings from those people in the elevator. You know, what's wrong with that? You know, I don't see anything wrong with it. They believe in their product, and it teaches them all kinds of things. How to approach people, how to overcome your fears, how to sell, how to be a business person, how to keep inventory, how to deliver, how to give customer service. There's lots of good that comes from it. But New Skin, where they have about 50% of their business in China now, so it's not insignificant. China also has a national newspaper. Like Pravda, the official arm of the Communist Party in Russia. I don't know that our media is any more honest anymore than the propaganda that Pravda puts out. But that's besides the point. China has a newspaper that's run by the Communist Party, and they wrote a scathing article about New Skin, saying that people should avoid it. It's a pyramid scheme. New Skin stock has been hammered the last 2 days. So when I write the book on what can go wrong with the stock that you... Now, New Skin, by the way, is backed about where I bought it. I had a 53% profit in it as of yesterday. That profit went down to 35%, and now today we're probably giving up everything in the stock. So when I write my book on what can go wrong in a stock, number one, never make any one stock more than 3 or 4% of your portfolio. If the stock goes to zero, you lost 3 or 4% of your $100,000 portfolio. You could recover from that. If New Skin was the only stock you owned, man, that's a tough recovery there. But when I write my book on what can go wrong, I'm going to add a chapter. A Communist Party newspaper can write an article slamming your stock, okay? 18 years, this is my 19th year. This is the first time I've seen a Communist Party newspaper slam an American stock and have the stock go down. So add that one to the list. Add that one to the just when you thought you've seen everything pile. Maybe China took a big short position. Maybe China's learning how to short sell over there. Hey, guys in the party, party insiders, let's all take a big short position in this stock and let's have our national newspaper write a scathing piece against it. And of course, Nuskin comes back and says, well, you know what? We've been operating there for 11 years. Why all of a sudden are we under attack? What can go wrong in buying a stock? Well, just about everything, including a communist newspaper slamming your product and your company. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second half of the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in the first quarter, we talked about what can go wrong, and make that number 172 of the reasons that a stock can get hit, and the reasons why I never make any one position more than 3 to 4%. Now, unless it's a mutual fund, okay, a mutual fund inherently owns maybe 100 stocks. So in reality, if you own the fund, no position is more than 1 or 2% of your portfolio. But when I create portfolios for individual custom portfolios that fit their risk tolerance and their desires and their goals in life, well, you know what? I begin looking for stocks that fit that criteria. And when I find one, I buy it, and I usually buy about a 3 1/3. So in other words, you'd end up with 30 stocks in a portfolio. I don't know. I've just felt like 40 to 50 is too many, and 20 is not enough. So that's just kind of where I've settled in. Maybe next year or 2 years from now, I'll be a little bit different. But in my career lifespan, that's where I'm at right now with stocks, about a 30-stock portfolio. And when one goes wrong, let's say one of them goes down a third. Well, that's a 1% impact on an overall portfolio. That's the nature of the beast. And if you've got six or seven that are really doing well, yeah, it'll more than make up for the one or two losers. But you know what? It never fails. Nobody ever writes to me about the great winners that they have in their portfolio. Nobody on Twitter ever says, wow, God, this thing's up 87%. Once in a while. But when one goes down, I get it. I get nailed. Oh, how could you pick such a lousy stock? You know what? Hey, there are always going to be stocks for one reason or another. Number 172 reasons where it ain't going to work out. It's just not going to work out. All right, so that's why we spread our risk around, and that's why we begin with good stocks to begin with. Go try filling your portfolio with 30 crappy stocks and see how many of them blow up on you. Your chances, in my opinion, are much greater when you own crappy stocks. I recently wrote an article about a stock, and I've been adding to my position as new money comes in. Now, I don't add to existing positions. If someone in already owns a 3 or 4% position in their portfolio, and this stock starts to move again, and I buy some more, it's for new money that has come in. Gunderson Capital Management always, ever since I've been in business, has had a pretty good flood of new money coming in on a regular basis. We must be doing something right. And sometimes I sit on that money for a few weeks, sometimes even a month. I'm not real anxious to just go in buying willy-nilly. I'm a very methodical type of person. And with the new money that's come in recently, I've made some purchases recently. And one stock that I continue to buy for new money coming in is a company that has a drug for eczema, atopic dermatitis. They're in the atopic dermatitis business. And who knows, it could end up being a leading treatment for eczema. And the stock is behaving very well. Guess what? It's a biotech. Guess what? It's in the pharmaceutical sector. What's new? That's where all the great stocks are these days, at least for now. Anacor Pharmaceuticals, in fact, is headquartered in Palo Alto, where I believe they're building the new stadium. Isn't it time to blow up Candlestick Park? Yeah, they should have done that 15 years ago. Of course, they've got AT&T Park, a beautiful stadium. If you've ever been to, if you like going to baseball stadiums, I would call Petco in San Diego, and I would call AT&T two great stadiums. I haven't been to a lot of stadiums, but I've been to those two. I would call Dodger Stadium a penitentiary. I don't like the feeling I get at Dodger Stadium. But they got a nice little stadium there on the bay in San Francisco, great stadium, and now they're building one for the San Francisco 49ers, who deserve one with all the success that they've had over the years. But Anacor is headquartered in Palo Alto, where there's also a college, I think, somewhere in that neighborhood by the name of Stanford. I actually have a nephew who got a PhD. He has his PhD. This kid is smart. Where do you get his brains? From Stanford. And Anacor Pharmaceuticals is a $780 million market cap company. What can go wrong? All kinds of things can go wrong. But so far, things are going right. Let's take a look first at the performance of the stock. In a leading sector in the market, I have to add that caveat because that really helps. That really helps put the wind at your back. Anacor has been around now for 3 years. Came public in 2010 at $5 a share. Now it's 19. They've either got a good group of scientists there or they're going to really create something at Anacor, or they're not going to come up with the product. And eventually they'll burn through all of their money. That's always the extra risk that you have with the biotech stock. But so far, so good. Over the last 3 years, Anacor has delivered 28.2% to its investors, while the market's delivered 12.6%. Over the last 12 months, Anacor is up 300%, one of the biggest winners in the market in 2013. I wrote about Anacor, let's see, thestreet.com, there's my article, and December 19th. I discovered it late in the game. But you know what? It had to accumulate those kinds of numbers before it started showing up in my app. And it did. I said, what's up with this Anacor? In fact, 3 months ago, it became number 77. Number 77 in the Best Stocks Now app. Look at that. We've added 6 months ago and 1 year ago now in the app. I made that improvement when I was visiting up with Douglas Apperly last weekend. We looked at the app and we made a few changes here and there. And one of those was adding 6 months performance or 6 months ranking where it was ranked 6 months ago and where it was ranked a year ago. And you can see probably about 4 or 5 months ago, it entered into that sweet spot and it became a top Best Stocks Now stock. In addition to that, now you can look at my app too. Down at the bottom, I featured this stock on December 6th of last year. You can tap there and watch my analysis of the stock at that time. I sent out a tweet 6 days later. I sent out another tweet a day later. I reviewed it again on December 18th. My article was published on December 19th on Anacor. And now here we are, January 16th, and we're featuring the stock again. So far, yes, early in the game, so far so good. Let's take a look lastly at the chart pattern, hitting a new all-time high. Just by a skosh here today, up 7 cents. Out of 3,774 stocks that I have, I'm not scratching my head about this one or my atopic dermatitis. Instead, I own it here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of what I consider a best stock now. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be back with another one.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, here's some ground we've covered so far this morning. What can go wrong with stocks that you buy? No matter all that you do, no matter how good you are at valuations, no matter how good you are at analyzing a balance sheet, no matter how good you are at analyzing income statements, no matter how good you are at reading through SEC filings, no matter how good you are at reading charts and looking at performance, exterior forces, outside forces that you have no control over can come along and blow up your stock. And that's what happened with Nu Skin yesterday. Communist newspaper, the People's Daily, writes that Nu Skin is a pyramid scheme, and it's warning its citizens not to get involved and this and that. And it happens that half of Nu Skin's business is in China. So there's one more thing to add to your list. That's right under the CEO getting hauled off in handcuffs. His communist paper can write a scathing article on your stock. You know, I find companies that have a lot of business in China, or companies that are headquartered in China, I think their risk level goes way up. It's still a communist country. Like it or not, it's still a communist country. And talk to somebody who's lived in China, who spent some time in China, and you'll find out about the corruption and the bribes and the good old boy network that goes on over there and how corrupt the government is. Well, you know, I think government's getting corrupt everywhere, but I'm just saying there's extra risk in dealing with anything China related. Nothing against the Chinese people, but the government is corrupt. I don't think anyone will ever deny that. The government of Russia is corrupt. Many governments, for whatever reason, government just seems to tend and always move in the corruption direction. It's hard to get good, honest people working. Volunteers. I'd get volunteers to run government. Seasoned old veterans. We've got too many people not doing anything in America that would love to volunteer their time and run the government, and who weren't beholden to anybody. But it'll never happen in my lifetime. Anyways, let's talk about good stocks now. And like I say, even though we have good stocks now, they can turn ugly when some outside force comes out of nowhere, seemingly nowhere, and kablooey, blows it up. One stock that's doing quite well for me, there was a headline article here in the San Diego newspaper yesterday. They're just starting. The San Diego newspaper is just discovering this great stock. I guess they didn't read my book that went out in February of 2011, 2012, with 53 stocks, and one of them was a San Diego stock by the name of Illumina. Illumina just cracked the price code for allowing, giving, providing very important key facts, genetic sequencing, to companies that are searching for new drugs. You know, I had a little discussion with my wife last night about how it's so funny how the banks, a lot of big people out there think the banks are evil. The oil companies, oh, they're evil. The drug companies, oh, they're evil. The food companies, they're evil. And I said, how about that guy who just got a prognosis of a terrible disease that he has? Does he think that the drug company that came up with a breakthrough drug for that disease, does he think they're evil? Something good about capitalism and a profit incentive when you're laying there on that deathbed with a death sentence and somebody's developed a drug that could save your life. That's my two cents. Illumina is now a $16 billion company. Genetic sequencing. They developed integrated systems for the large-scale analysis of genetic variation and biological function. You know, I covered a company a long time ago called Myriad Genetics, which is out of Salt Lake City, Utah, right next to the University of Utah, home of Alex Smith, quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, formerly of the 49ers, and also home to Eric Weddle, our little safety that performs some miracles himself on the field. University of Utah also is one of the leading universities in the world as it comes to genetic research. And they have access from that same city to the Latter-day Saint Mormon databases of genealogy. And they use those extensively for genetic studies, genetic testing. And Myriad Genetics came up with the test that would tell you whether or not what your chances were for getting genetic breast cancer, which I think is about 1/10 of the breast cancers, genetic. They take a look at your family history, and they give you a panel of tests, and the can tell you what your probabilities are. And we know what Angelina Jolie did when she found out what her disposition was towards breast cancer. It was very, very high. She did radical surgery. Well, Illumina has taken it a step further. And now we can study large. We can study genetic variations on large scale, and the cost has come way down. It's a breakthrough company. It's one of those evil drug companies that hires evil people that scheme in labs and how to make money, right? Illumina, they've been profitable. It was a $6 stock in 2006. It's now a $125 stock. It's been a big position at Gunderson Capital Management for quite some time. Like I say, I first discovered it when I wrote my book. Then I'm driving down the 805 one day, and there it is right there. Hey, doesn't look like a $15, $16 billion company to me. And I've had clients that have worked for Illumina. A lot of them listen to my show, get my newsletter. Over the last 10 years, the stock has quietly delivered 40% per year from its I-805 location here in San Diego. 40% per year. Over the last 5 years, it's delivered 34% per year. I think there's some smart people working there. Over the last 3 years, it's delivered 21%. Over the last 12 months, it's up 134%. It's one of the red-hot biotech stocks, and it continues to be one that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. I've also mentioned many times how well the biotech stocks held up in 2012. Go figure, or 2008. Illumina was only down 12% that year. The market was down 38.5%. Go figure. Biotechs. Good hangout when the market's reeling and there's fear everywhere. Go hang out on the biotech stocks with your money. Well, it was true in 2008. Illumina gets an A- performance grade. Valuation? You know, it's not cheap, but then you get what you pay for. I would say that this is my biggest concern with Illumina. It's the valuation, because my valuation grade is recently dropped to a B-. I still see about 75% potential upside over the next 5 years in the stocks, but who knows what could come along to either change that to the downside, change that to the upside. But for now, everything's going well. Lastly, we look at a chart of the stock. It's been blasting off now for, really started to blast off about a couple of weeks ago. And of course, when you own a stock that's blasting off, that's always a fun thing. Illumina, out of 3,774 stocks, comes in at number 7. Now get this, it's been in my top 200 best stocks now for the last 1 year. It's a Hall of Famer. If there was a Best Stock Now Hall of Fame, Illumina would be eligible for voting by the Sports Writers of America, I would think. Illumina is a stock, again, that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. And since it's a large cap, not only do I own it in my aggressive growth stocks, but I also own it in my conservative and moderate growth portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. What else do I own in those portfolios? Well, you know what? I publish them every week. There's nothing, no smoke or mirrors here. There's winners and there's losers. But last year it added up to some pretty hefty gains in the model portfolios that I publish every week. And just like every other weekend, this weekend I'll be publishing my newsletter. I'll be giving you an update on my aggressive portfolio, my conservative portfolio, my income portfolio, and my 401k mutual fund portfolio. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. We'll be back. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong call. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what's good for.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here for the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the jury is still out on the month of January, on the so-called January effect, which has been 88% right over the years. As the entire month of January goes, so goes the market. And I think as we've are now 16, 17, 18 days into the new year, we're about even, maybe just a little bit ahead. We've had some triple-digit down days. We've had some triple-digit up days. And surprisingly enough, we haven't heard from our friend at the Fed, our new friend at the Fed. We hope she's our friend at the Fed, Janet Yellen. And I think that's given the market a little bit of pause. I think especially the first week or two, it really wanted to hear something. Didn't hear anything. And we saw some nasty sell-offs in the market. Market had no direction whatsoever. Like a rolling stone. No direction home. And we still haven't heard from her, but I guess the market just said, okay, look, we ended 2013 on a high note. Let's just pick up where we left off. And that's kind of the mood that we have right now. Well, now we're into earnings season. So now we at least have that to look to. We've had some stinkers. We've had some winners. I would call J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo some good reports. And they stocks broke out to new highs yesterday. Both stocks I own in my income accounts because I don't want to own bonds at all this year. I don't like prospects for interest rates. Instead, I own stocks that pay dividends. That worked pretty good for me last year as my income account was up about 21%. Last year. That's the income account. That's the CD alternative account. That was some fantastic returns, and we're going to do our best this year. Do I see bonds in my future as I read my palm? No, I don't see bonds in my future. I continue to see stocks that pay dividends, and I continue to see about 30 of them in a nice portfolio, an eclectic mix of good stocks. Couple of them would be J.P. Morgan, couple examples, and Wells Fargo. Not recommendations, but examples of stocks that I've put together that I think not only can they provide income with their dividends, but they can also provide some capital appreciation. Because if you look at my income portfolio from last year, yes, it was up 21%. The dividend yield was about 4.2%. So where did the other 16, 17 points come from? Capital appreciation, because I bought stocks that were undervalued and were top performers, high quality companies. And so you might want to take a look at my newsletter. When people tell me they're very conservative, then I say, you know what, then you belong in something that pays dividends for the most part. If the market were to tank, well, number one, I'm on top of it every single day. If a stock starts to roll over, I don't stick with it. But dividend stocks aren't as volatile. Usually that's the rule of thumb. They're not as volatile as growth stocks. Definitely not as volatile as a biotech or a multi-level vitamin maker because they pay a dividend. If the stock starts going down, the dividend yield starts going up. And that attracts new investors into the stock. Imagine people looking at a stock, pays a 2.5% dividend, I'm not interested. Then all of a sudden the stock starts to go down, and pretty soon it's a 3.5% dividend. Now they're more interested. It's kind of like a safety net underneath a trapeze harness, you know? That's nice to have underneath you. I publish my income portfolio in my newsletter for the ultra-conservative every weekend. You can see exactly what's in it. When I make a change, I send out a tweet. Or I notate it in the newsletter that weekend. I'm completely transparent. I practice what I preach. I eat my own cooking. I have an aggressive growth portfolio. It was up right around 40% last year. And it has a portfolio usually of about 30 stocks in it, depending on market conditions. And last year, I was heavily weighted in U.S. stocks, small and mid-caps, biotechs, pharmaceuticals, because that's where the action continues to be in the market. And we had some great gains there. Now, if you're kind of in the middle, I don't know about that aggressive stuff, and I'm not ready for income stuff, well, then I have a conservative growth portfolio. Some years, the market really favors the large and mid-cap stocks. And other years, you know, like last year, the big gains were in the small cap stocks. But there were some great gains. We did real well with that conservative portfolio last year. And we're off to a pretty good start here in 2014. So if that's your cup of tea, then I have a conservative growth portfolio that you can view every week in my newsletter. I don't even charge. The first 4 weeks, you can look at the newsletter. And if you want to line your birdcage with it, fine. After that, I continue to send you my abbreviated version of the newsletter, which goes through the sector rankings every week, the asset classes, my take on the market. It's all it lacks is those model portfolios. And if you say, well, I just work at the Boeing plant, and I just have a 401k, and they limit me to these mutual funds, well, I have a model mutual fund portfolio. It was up 30% last year. I didn't have it in bonds. I didn't have it in natural resources. I didn't have it in precious metals, and I didn't have it in cash. I would say if there's one fault I find of most 401k investors, they move to cash all the time. I just don't like the headlines. I moved to cash. Well, how much did that cost you last year? The market was up 25 to 30%. So, you know what? You got to be in when it's going good. You have to make hay while the sun is shining. And you have to take cover when the tornado comes through the market every once in a while. You got to hunker down in the basement. Maybe even make money from that situation. Finding the stocks like the pawn shops and the auto zones and the Dollar Trees and the bonds that work in a down market. And avoid that gross stuff until the sun comes back, starts shining again. That's the whole purpose of the Best Stocks Now app. It's not a magic wand. It's not a magic genie. I still have to work 10 hours a day, staying on top of things. But boy, does it help guide me. And does it help narrow down my work? It eliminates, you know, 80%, 90% of the market it eliminates. 90% of the asset classes it eliminates. 90% of the sectors that eliminates. I just have to choose amongst that final little precious 10%. Want to take a look at the newsletter? Want to explore us as your money manager, me personally? We're 855-611-BEST or we're pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.